This is a cry from LGBTs in Nigeria. We say, stop the hate, stop homophobia. We are your brothers and sisters. And above all, we are Nigerians.
This is a message from my daemon for No Strengths.
It's No Strengths with Mike Damon. Hello and thanks for joining me here again on No Strengths Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast, and I am Mike Damon. Here in No Strengths, we have made it our concern to discuss authentic LGBTIQ issues, so tune in with us every week to get the latest scoop on what's going on here in Nigeria within the LGBTIQ community as we capture and deliver it to you. Just the way it is. On this week's episode, we bring you another sad discussion, but this time with a Nigerian gay teenager whose parents are not very happy with his sexual orientation. But before the actual conversation begins, let's take a quick pause and then come back to continue. I'll be back shortly. No Strengths will definitely continue.
Do you know that you can be a part of No Strengths? Yes, you can be. Support your voice, our voices, be an ally. For a membership or support and partnership information, please email info@nostringspodcast.com or visit www.nostringspodcast.com. Of course, we always love to hear from you.
Welcome back to No Strengths. Yes. On this week's episode, we're going to have a sad discussion with a Nigerian gay teenager whose name is Joseph. He's going to tell us about how he came out to his parents and what he is currently going through as a result of that single action. So let's go join that conversation now. I'll be back.
You're listening to No Strengths.
I would like you to tell us about your growing up. What was it like for you? Life as a child.
Yeah, I lived a life of I was being always quiet and reserved.
Okay.
And I was a little bit shy sometimes, and sometimes playful. I don't do things like over.
Okay. So, what specific things can you tell us about how you were able to understand your sexuality, about your sexual orientation? I mean, specifically, at what age did you discover, did you come to find out that you're different?
It was around 6 7 6 years 7 years. Yeah, but before that, I always found men a little bit attracting, and I always loved staying close to them. It made me feel happy and relaxed, and I didn't know. I didn't really understood it because I was too young to understand.
And it was all natural to you then?
Yeah, but I didn't know the meaning of what was happening to me. It felt like it's happened, but
okay. Did anyone, you know, some people believe that something must have happened for people to become gay. You know, some people believe that some people turned some other people into becoming.
No, it didn't happen in my case.
Okay, it didn't happen.
I don't really believe in that.
Did anyone do anything to you before you started feeling that way? No. Or you've always felt that way?
I felt that way, and I never got a chance to do it.
So
it never happened.
So maybe you've always felt that way.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you relate this to anyone? Did you talk about it? And at what age? Or you continue to live on?
I kept on living on.
With the feeling?
Yeah, I felt so different from everyone. I felt so like strange.
So when did you feel the need to talk about it? And how did this happen?
Yeah, in my 16 year, I wanted my sister to like to understand, because I didn't know, like growing up, you like need someone that knew that you were before, not like you grew up and they'll be like you went to university and graduated and you now started doing things like this. I wanted them to know that I've been like that from beginning, that I didn't just grow up and just change. I wanted them to know that that's how I was, and now I grew up now and I'm being that.
Okay, you wanted them to understand eventually, you know, at the very end, that you've always been that way. Okay, that was why you decided to
be. I didn't want them to be like, it was a society that made me to be that way.
Okay, you didn't want them to feel like, oh, he grew up and then something happened along the line and changed him.
Yeah.
Okay, that part I understand. So when you disclose this to your sister, how did she react? How did she behave toward?
She told me that this is not true. It can't be it. And I told her that that's how I felt from beginning. So
okay, that's how you've always felt.
Yeah, and she told me the only way to do this to me. I told her no.
Okay, she believes that. She believes that.
She told me that it must be true that somebody did it to me. I told her nobody really did it to me. That's what I wanted. I wanted to do it with someone, but I never got the chance to. So it didn't work.
Okay. Did she disclose this to any other person?
Yeah, at first she threatened me that she wanted to scare me. She told me that she's going to tell my dad. So I told her that she can go on, because I believe when you tell someone you can go on, that the person will be scared to reveal it because of the person has a conscience.
Okay, so you were not really thinking that she would.
She'll
disclose it.
Yeah. Because of that word going on, like giving the person the permission.
Oh,
the person will get so frightened to reveal the secret.
Well, the person will think that you don't really care so much.
So the person
about whether or not the secret goes out or gets out. So what happened after then? What happened? Did she eventually tell anyone?
The next morning she was very quiet to me, and she was just so quiet, and that's how the thing went. I did. It's just like we. I was like invincible in her eyes. And she was invincible to me. I didn't want to talk to her again.
So, she behaved like she was. She withdrew herself.
She didn't act violent, but she, like.
She withdrew herself.
Yeah, reduced the way she communicated with me.
So. But she never told, you're not sure if she ever told anyone about it.
So, no, before she really revealed it.
To who?
I'm sure it's my mom, because I caught her talking to my mom about what happened in church. Maybe she must have used that stance to reveal it to my mom. So, she called me the next, and it took a very long while before she called me again. She now asked me that thing. She told me, is it really true? She wanted to confirm the second time again. So I told her that I wanted to tell her the history of my life, that her life had been before. I told her that I've been that way, and I told her stories, like a kind of history about myself. I told her that when I entered secondary school, why I left the boarding school, because I was scared that I'll grow up and I could not control my emotion anymore. And, you know, being an adolescent, there's some signs to show, like when battling with people and they start noticing it as boys, then it might really scare them off. So I found a way to go out from the school by pretending as if I was sick. That's how I left the school. And nobody understood why I really left. I think I pretended that I fainted so I could leave the school.
So
I did it for the right reason.
So your mother, when she suspecting that, let's assume, agree with, you know, here, that your sister might have discussed it with her. So how did she present it to you?
My mom called me one day into the room, told me that she has one beautiful discussion she wants to have with me. So I was like, we have never talked nice because she's my stepmom.
Okay.
So we have never talked nice before. We have not like sat down to discuss one on one of beautiful matters. I was wondering what beautiful matters she meant.
Mm.
So when I entered inside the room, she locked the door. We sat down on the bed. She not told me that. She just took a kind of silence. Then she told me that. She told me that she had a dream. So I was very calm.
That she had a dream.
So I was very calm to listen about the dream. She told me that she dreamt of me sleeping with another man. So I was very quiet. I was wondering how come the dream just came to you? What prompted the dream to come to you? So she asked me that thing is very, she said it in a very quiet manner, so that nobody in the compound were here. So she asked me if it's true or not. She just, I don't know how she engulfs me in that feeling towards answering her. So I believed as a family she might understand. Instead, after getting the information, I told her yes, that I am. That's how I've been feeling, thinking she'll understand. Instead, she told me that is a very bad thing, it's not good, it's not from God, it's unnatural. I told her that's the natural way. I told her that if God didn't like it, he shouldn't have created us in the first place. So I told her that's how psychology happened. That's how the whole thing happened.
So,
My dad came back from work and interrupted the discussion. So as he opened the door, I found a way to escape from that discussion. I left the room.
Did she disclose it to him?
I don't know. It took a very long while. One day I went outside because I was always being suppressed by all this feeling of home, and because my sister knows already, my mom knows, and I was feeling so stuffed up with all this, and so I went outside in the night.
And they were isolating themselves from you?
Yeah, I went outside in the night to like receive some fresh air and walk around the street, so I feel a little bit relaxed, because at night you just feel the breeze and everything was amazing. So after going out, when I came back in the night, my sister just came and stayed attacked me that I went out in the night. The way that I got to, she started talking that it's too late at night. I don't know, she just took it too much. So my dad supported her and told her, started talking to me that why that I told that was my reason. Told him that I was stopped up at home, that I had to go outside to receive some fresh air. She told me that, why am I stuff off? Isn't there TV to watch? Isn't there this to do? And she still shouts, my dad still shouting on me that I'm stuffed up. What's stuffing me up at this little age?
Why are you so worried?
Why so worried? Still shouting on me. They're telling me, my sister said, telling my dad that he don't know what he's turning into. He don't know what his boy's turning into. I wanted to explain to her. It was already, I didn't understand why she would just get angry that way. It was so strange, so it really confused me that time.
So you think that's when she related it to your dad?
I don't know if she really related it, so.
So what happened afterwards? How did your dad approach you with the information? Was it on the same?
No, it took like 2 days or a day later. My sister and my dad, they went to church in the car. My dad carried her to the church. So it must have been then. She must have revealed it to my dad, but I never told my sister that I revealed it to my mom. So I don't know if she revealed it to my mom. Then
or not.
Then my mom took the information and told her that the thing is true.
Okay.
So then she now revealed it to my dad that I told my mom about it. So imagine.
So you don't know where the information is actually clearly coming from.
Yeah.
Who's hearing what and who's telling what.
So my dad, once came into the room when I was reading. I was preparing for my examination. He just came in and told me, so Chibike, this is what you are doing. And I told him that. Told me that this is what you have done. That upon the whole preaching I've been given to you. That this is what you finally do to us. That she told you, opened your stupid mouth and told your mom that you are gay. So that it really struck me. I was so surprised that it would come out to be like this. I didn't expect it to be this way.
So what is your family doing currently, you know, as a result of the information that has been revealed? How are they treating you now?
My dad is always taking me to church.
Okay, to churches?
No, to a particular prayer center.
Okay, so what things are they doing to you there?
No, they're just praying, singing, and sometimes they'll give visions about what will happen ahead of time.
So what visions? Do you think you've been visiting this place regularly?
They told me that I need to live a kind of holy life, something like that.
Is your father, how is he really taking it, apart from taking you from church to that particular church? How is he taking it actually?
Every day he keeps on preaching about immoralities, and he tells me that he is indirectly preaching to me. He's doing morning prayers and night prayers.
So does he mention the issue of homosexuality?
Yeah.
Every now and then.
But yesterday he like stopped saying.
Has it been violent?
Yeah, because I'm a quiet person, so he might not find a way to be violent to me. But he found an opportunity to show his anger towards me when he told me to clean the table. And he shouted on me, I should clean the table. Imagine shouting on me when you don't have to shout, instead of talking to me to clean the table before putting the food. He shouted on me with this kind of anger. I don't know why it really came. But I feel it from there. So after shouting on me, I wanted to like tell him that you should have talked to me instead of shouting on me. I didn't know when it came out from my mouth. So he picked it out on me and told me I don't have respect. And said he sent me to the wall. Said beating me, but my mom interfered and stopped him from doing whatever he was doing.
So how are you feeling at home now? Are they treating any difference from how, you know, you were being treated before?
I've been always quiet at home. I don't relate much with everybody, but now it's like very, very quiet, and the air around there is so
very negative.
Very negative. So horrible. I just wish my life wasn't that way.
So what are you hoping for now? What are your hopes? Your father, is he making any moves to still very much want you around and want you to further your education?
He's too quiet, and whenever he has opportunity to talk to me, it's about prayer. Have you prayed about that problem you're having? He calls it the problem you're having. Or yesterday he talked about reading books.
Is he pushing toward the direction of, you know, still helping with your education, because it is very, very important?
He has reduced the volume of that discussion now about education. He's not like before.
So now his attention is all on the subject.
Yeah. We are not talking that much. Not like we have been talking so much before, but now just like we are not even talking at all.
The communication is no longer as it used to be any longer.
Yeah. So, Molis,
do you think he hates you?
I feel so.
Is he showing it? What about other members of the family? Are they behaving like as if they hate
my,
you?
My sister, she's already feeling her mission is accomplished. She has finally disclosed it, and she's now feeling relaxed. She can focus on other part of her life.
She lives with you in the same house, right?
Yeah.
And then does she talk about it, use it to abuse you?
She has stopped talking about it. We are just sometimes she jokes and we do other things, but I'm not close to her
again
that much. because I have seen her so untrustworthy. Okay. I shouldn't have trusted her in the first place.
So, basically, the reason why we are actually sharing your story is because we want other young or other people out there who are going, who basically, you know, are
I advise any young person at all, don't ever trust any person, even if it's your twin brother, or even your sister, even your sister, you have trusted her with many secrets in this life, and she never told anyone. Keep it to yourself. We have people that advise you on how to live. Just people that understand where you're coming from. They can talk to you.
Sad, really sad. Now, we should know this. People do not fully understand homosexuality clearly, and it is a very sensitive subject that demands for caution when discussing it with anyone, especially here in Nigeria. Many still think that people choose to be gay. No, it's not at all. In fact, it has been proven over time by different research studies that people do not choose to be gay, and homosexuality is not an illness. It's nothing to be cured. Homosexuals do not need to be converted, and neither do they pose any threat whatsoever to the society. They cannot drive humanity to extinction, as many claim. This is completely a misconception, as everybody cannot, of course, be gay. And same applies to heterosexuality. All these have been proven, both scientifically and otherwise. So I urge you to do your research and dig deep. Also, let me break this to you. That is, if you're listening to this right now and thinking that religion can't cure anyone from homosexuality, I'm sorry to say this, but this is completely wrong. Note this, nobody has ever been cured of homosexuality. Whatever anyone is saying to you is all a lie. To in a way prove this, let me quote something from a United States Surgeon General David Satcher. He said, "There is no valid scientific evidence that sexual orientation can be changed." I know you're thinking that sending that person, you know, or child to a religious or your religious exorcist for exorcism and casting out the gay demon will be, you know, your own way of helping and showing that, you know, you care about that person. But I'm sorry to tell you this again, there is no gay demon. You're only doubling up the fear in that person. You're only causing more harm than good. You're encouraging that person to suppress the trueness of who they are. You're encouraging that person to live and be a lie. Now, the true question we need to ask ourselves is, how long would we continue to encourage people to become symbols of lies just because we want to be comfortable? How about them? Don't they also want to be comfortable and free too? I'll leave you with all this to think about. So we've come to the end of this week's episode. I will have you on another episode next week. Please leave your comments and subscribe on the website for inquiries, participation, or to support what we do here. Send an email to info@nostringspodcast.com or use the contact section on the website to follow our discussion on our different media platforms, say on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter, of course, using twitter.com/NSPodcast1 and facebook.com/NoStringsPodcast. To find me on Facebook as Mike Damon, please use facebook.com/DamonOfficial. Before we go, remember, while we strive for freedom to be allowed to be our true selves, we should also know that it is all about survival. Be careful and be wise. Until next week, thank you for listening. Bye-bye.